start in parts of Saskatchewan today. It is a Friday morning, Evan Bray, and great to have you here. Boy, they would welcome a bit of the rain that the south part of the province is getting up in the north. Of course, wildfires continuing to be a problem. Beauvel has now been evacuated and fire bans exist in the northern part of the province. Lots of stuff to talk about on the show today. Of course, we'll get into the rider stuff in just a second. The tariffs are back. It looks like Donald Trump bought a new book of stamps and included a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney. He had a bad day yesterday and sent a letter saying by August 1st, Canada will be hit by 35% tariffs on Canadian imports to the United States. Are you numb to the tariffs? You maybe remember when the tariff discussion first hit? And me, I'm going to include me in this. I mean, we're all saying, oh my gosh, what is going on? What's the impact going to be? Then you see the tariff deadline change. You see it come and go. You see concessions. You see... So now when he throws out this August 1st 35% tariff, I don't know. I got to tell you, I didn't have any kind of overwhelming worry about it. I recognize some industries can be impacted. I'm not trying to minimize it, but I just think we're getting a bit desensitized to this. We'll talk about this open lines just after 9 o'clock. This will be one of the topics that we talk about. Boy, it's a busy weekend this weekend. Country Thunder underway. The Rider game tonight. Weather's good for fishing. Free fishing weekend, which is a good time to bring back our friend Jason Matady, great Saskatchewan fishing ambassador. He'll talk all things angling and fishing. I'm curious to hear your favorite fishing tip. During open lines, we got Bugs and Hugs coming up today. We'll weave this in. If you've got a tip on the best place to fish, the best hook to use, what's your successful bait? What is the trick? Now, sometimes fishermen are reluctant to share, but I know enough about fishermen that they want to tell the story. So if you've got something to share, a best fishing tip for us, we'll throw that throughout the show today as well. Hey, because it's Friday, Bugs and Hugs at 10 o'clock. It's Eatin' Time with Belton at 11. Green and White Progs at noon. It's a busy day. Speaking of riders, let's get going with our big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the only undefeated team in the CFL right now, 4-0. What is this, the first best start since 1970? My next guest is going to know, I'm sure, the stat there. We take on the Calgary Stampeders tonight. They're coming off a big win against the Blue Bombers, who are also on a winning streak. So tonight's game, 7 o'clock, Mosaic Stadium. Britton Gray is the Green Zone Rider reporter for 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. He follows the Riders as closely as anyone in our organization, and I've got Britton joining us by phone this morning. Britton, thanks for taking the call.
Not a problem.
What, did I throw out something that was wrong there? I had heard that stat, the best start for the Riders, 4-0 since, was it 1970?
No, that is wrong, Evan. The last time they went to 5-0 in 2013.
Okay,
and
okay.
Their best start ever, actually, is only 6-0, and that happened in 2008.
Okay, and I hesitate to even bring this stuff up because, you know, if you're a believer in the jinx, the last thing you need is some goofy radio guy bringing up stats that send you in the wrong direction. How are you feeling about this game tonight? You've been watching them closely here during their bye week.
I feel confident in the Riders. I like their chances of improving to 5-0 because they are coming off a bye. They're at home. They're going to wear the Obsidian Green jerseys, and we know the players and the fans really enjoy those. But one of the weirdest stats, the game notes came out from the CFL, and the Stamps have actually won 10 of the last 11 times they've been at Mosaic Stadium.
Really?
The last time the Riders beat them at Mosaic Stadium was in 2018, and it's, we look back at it, Jamie Nye and myself, and it's been some of the weirdest games have happened here. That was the Cody Fajardo Vet Day game where they sat him. Trevor Harris unfortunately gets hurt. It was the last game of the season last year, remember, where all the starters sat.
So oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
A weird one where the Stamps just seem to come into Regina and win. And at the same time, the Riders have gone to Calgary recently and actually been very successful. Now, that doesn't include that playoff game. Of course, the Riders did win the West semifinal here in 2021. But yeah, in terms of regular season, Calgary loves coming to Regina for some reason.
So give me that stat again. The Riders have lost the last, what, 11?
They have one win in the last 11. So the Stamps are 10-1 in their last 11 of visits during the regular season.
To Mosaic Stadium. Wow. Okay. Well, hey, whatever. Stats are stats. I mean, we're here to break that. Do you think you watched the Riders closely through the bye week? It gave them some time to heal up. Was the bye week good for the Riders?
It is, but just because it does get them a little bit healthier, a little bit more refreshed. You're not stuck in a slog of games where you're playing 9 or 10 in a row. So just being refreshed helps, of course. You would have liked to see some of these guys get out there a little bit more. Sam Emelis still isn't back. We're waiting for Sean Bain Jr. Devon Campbell all of a sudden has a groin injury, and he's going to be missing this week's game. He wasn't quite healthy enough. And then, of course, Trevion Tate and Thomas Virtue and Houdon, both of those guys end up on the 6-game injured list. So still some more injuries this team is dealing with, but if there's anything we've seen from this team this year and even heading into last year, when you look back at it with the 13 different offensive linemen who started,
right,
they have a lot of depth. That was one reason why myself, Jamie, Belton, we all kind of view this team as a Grey Cup contenders, because when we looked at the roster, there was depth all the way across the board, and despite these injuries, they haven't really missed a beat. They've still have been very good. Of course, they're still the only undefeated team in the CFL, and I do think that they will just continue as they deal with these injuries. They'll plug guys in, and they haven't skipped a beat yet, which is very good for this team.
Britton Gray is my guest, the Green Zone Rider reporter. So when you talk about that depth, and we saw that last year, the O-line just one example, but we saw it in a few positions. I think it gave the fans a lot of confidence. Do you feel, you're in the locker room, you're on the field, you're talking to players and coaches, do you feel it gives them that same confidence that they don't get stressed out when one of their starters goes down?
100%. Trevor Harris talked about it. Guys believe in the system. They believe in what the coaches are telling them. So when someone goes out there, they're not doing too much, right? They just do their job, and the system will kind of work for it. That's why you have so many different receivers who can go off for big games in this. Trevor Harris has faith in everyone who goes out there. The offensive line, as I mentioned, it was terrible that they dealt with so many injuries last year, but now guys like Zach Fry, Noah Zaire, they have some starts under their belt. They're not completely new to starting in the CFL because they were kind of thrust into action last season, and so that helps them. And yeah, this team just has so much confidence in each other. They are really out there playing for the guy next to them in that locker room, out on the field, and that's why this team has been so successful, and that's why this team decided to bring back so many guys this past offseason. There wasn't a lot of roster turnover over because they all believe in the talent they had in that room for the most part. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that has been this belief that Corey Mates has kind of brought to this team and instilled in them this past two seasons he's been here.
Britton is my guest, Britton Gray. You brought up Trevor Harris a couple of times. Of course, we know he's back on the field tonight. How's he been looking?
Sharp as always. Trevor Harris got into a yelling match with the doctors last time out because he thought he was ready to go, but they ultimately ruled him out. It's looking like he's not going to skip a beat. Trevor Harris, he's been in this league for so long, such a great veteran, and he's really the straw that stirs the drink here for the Riders. I know Jake Mayer came in and won, but the offense didn't click as well as maybe you would like it outside of the run game. Of course, AJ Ouellette is having a heck of a year, but Trevor Harris, this team is built for him, kind of that quick release, those quick passes, go a deep shot here and there, but he's back and he's the leader of this team. Excited to see what he can do once again.
You know, we really are set up for a great game tonight because, of course, the Riders, one of the highest scoring teams in the league, facing the Stampeders, who have given up the least points so far this season. How do you see this playing out? Who's going to be important for both teams?
I think this is going to be a defensive battle on both sides. That Calgary defense had so much turnover this offseason. I'm a little surprised of how good they've been because usually it takes at least a few weeks for these guys to gel together. But no, they've been really good from the start. I'm going to say for the Riders, it's going to be that rushing game. AJ Ouellette and this week Kadeem Carey, if they can kind of run the ball and score some points early, I think this Riders offense could be built for success. Outside of that, on Calgary, it's going to be Byron Adams Jr. I know I hate defaulting to the quarterback, but he's been very good at protecting the football. You're kind of waiting for that Byron Adams Jr. game where he goes out and throws the four interceptions, where he tries to do too much. Hasn't done it yet. So if I'm the Riders defense, a guy like Roland Milligan, even Antoine Brooks Jr., who's going to be starting this week, getting that football away from the Calgary Stampeders offense and giving your offense some short fields to go against a very good Calgary defense. Like I said, it's surprising a lot of people because they have so many new faces there.
AJ Ouellette last year, of course, had a good season, but we know was plagued with injuries. This year, I feel like he's rising to the size that we all thought he was going to be in terms of rushing yards. He's, I think, 347 is where I saw he's currently at. So he's been a beast out there. Who do you see as a leader on defense to get them fired up? That's the area that I think is going to be critical tonight. We've seen the Riders, like I said earlier, put the points on the board, but they've also had points scored against them. Who do you see as the leaders stepping up on defense?
I mean, they have a few of them out there. I mean, Roland Milligan Jr., of course, he is the reigning CFL most outstanding defensive player. Maybe not the most vocal guy, but definitely lets his play do a lot of the talking. I mean, Micah Johnson's out there. Jameer Thurman. You have Marcus Sales. You have so many of these veterans, which is why this team has so much expectations this year, especially on defense. So many of these guys have been there before. They've won great cups. They know what it takes. And so I could go through a list of like 10 guys, Evan, who are leaders on this team because it's just such a veteran-laden group out there.
TSN CFL analyst Luke Wilson is going to be at Mosaic Stadium on the sidelines tonight. He, of course, recently talked about CFL fan bases. How do you measure the Rider fan base? Is it by bums in seats? Is it by jersey sales? Is it by how far and wide in the world the Rider logo can be recognized? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's how far and wide in the world they're around. Everywhere you go, away games. I know the BC Lions are opening up their upper deck for the Rider game. They travel so well. They're everywhere. That's why I view the Rider fan base as being the most passionate, because no matter where they are, they find ways to get out to the CFL games. And I mean, with Winnipeg, it's like, they're selling out a bunch of games, sure. They've also been to the Grey Cup 5 years in a row. It's really easy to sell out games and sell out the product when you're having that much success. And the Riders, couple down years here. You do see it in attendance because, I mean, after COVID, everything's become more expensive. It's harder to get out. People are viewing different ways to use their money, right? Which is up to them. It's how do they want to spend their money? And the Riders haven't really made a good case in recent years for people to go out and spend their money because people have issues with the game day experience. People have issues. I mean, the team success wasn't there. But I think this is a year where there's finally a lot of positive momentum. You have this team who's doing well off to the start, and it'll slowly start to build as we get, of course, further along in the season here, because I think this team is set up for a bunch of success this season.
Britton Gray is my guest, Green Zone Rider reporter. Before I let you go, end of the show today, we're doing green and white prognostications. I found this one a little more challenging, I'm not going to lie, trying to think, you know, the Riders can put points on the board. Calgary's got a strong defense. So I'm going out with a 27-21 win for the Riders. Can I put you on the spot and ask you for your prognostication?
Of course, 3 weeks ago I would have said 37-12 or something like that. But Calgary has been really good recently. I've changed that now. It's going to be close. 25-20 has been my prediction this week, with the Riders improving to 5-0.
25-20. I think that's close to Belton's. Belton was on with Greg, and I can't remember his exact, but it was close to that. Might have been 24-20. I've got Belton on later in the show. I'll have to confirm. This has been great, Britton. I appreciate what you do covering the Riders for us, and thanks for giving me some time off the start of the show.
Anytime.
Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray, the big Rider game tonight, 7 o'clock, Calgary Stampeders in town. Don't forget the Green Zone pregame show starts up at 5 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.